So I'm going to skip all this and get to this verse 13 where I want to go. But let's read so you kind of see. I read verse 11 and 12, but I think I won't spend no time with that because this time is moving. He said in verse 11, he said, "For what person perceive, know, and understand what passes through a man's thoughts except a man's own spirit within him?" You know, I talked about that the other week, last week, and that was, your spirit knows every thought come in your mind.
Amen.
Your spirit, every thought come in your mind, your spirit know about it.
Amen.
I don't care what kind of thought. That's why you take authority over, because thoughts come to your mind that ain't good.
All right, man.
And you stop them.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, but I won't get to this other part. And so he said, so now watch this. I want you to get this because this is so important. He said, just so no one discerns, come to know and comprehend. No one, listen, just so, just like, so you know every thought come to your mind. You know it. Your spirit know it. Just so. Same as the Holy Ghost. No. That's what he's saying. Just so no one discern, come to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God. Nobody. Just like, I don't know what's in your mind. I don't know what you're thinking. I promise you, you're thinking something right now while I'm talking. But I don't know what you think. I don't know what you're thinking. But you got some thoughts, I promise you. And I ain't going to say that. I'm just going to move on. But here's what I want you to see. He said, "No, just like nobody know what you're thinking. Nobody know what's on God's mind." Look what he said. Just so no one discerned, come to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God except who? He knows the thoughts that's in God's mind. Let's go on just a little further. Now we have not received what? The spirit that belongs to the world. But who have we received? Who is where? Given to who? That what? That we might what? Realize and what else? And what? The what? The gifts of what? Divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. He's here to reveal what's in God's mind, what God has done for you. What belongs to you? What you have access to? What you can do in the midst of a storm? What you can do when the enemy is talking loud? What you can do when everything seems to fall apart? He's in you to let you know you don't fall apart because those things have been defeated. Look what he did. So I did say it all that to get to this part. We've been building, driving to get here. Look what he did. See verse 13. And we are setting these truths forth in what? Words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by who? The Holy Spirit. And I don't know if I have time to go through some of those words, but I want you to get this so you can go back and study some of these words. Listen what he did. Listen what he did. I've gone through some of them already, but I'm going to show you some. Look what he did. Combining and interpreting. Look what he did. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. He has combined those words in this book called the Bible. He combined them, and now he's interpreting them. He combined them, and he's interpreting them. Combining and what? Interpreting. Doing what? Spiritual. What kind of truth? Spiritual truths. Come on now. Spiritual truth with what?
Spiritual
language. Now you can see why Satan don't want you talking in tongues. Why he fights it so hard. It's a spiritual language he can't understand. He don't know, he does not know how to counteract it because he don't know what's being said or done. So he wants you to get mad and upset. That stuff is of the devil. He'll take that. Oh, I feel embarrassed. He'll put anything on you to keep you from yielding to the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. Because you'll get some revelation. You'll go in the realm of the spirit. You'll go places in the spirit. You won't go in any other way. But he'd rather for you to watch Matlock. Oh, yeah.